And I'll end with a smaller poem. There was a poem in the first book based on the Goya painting Saturno or Cronos, and it's basically the picture of one of the Titans, or he's eating and chewing up one of the gods, I think it's Zeus, and it's a very graphic picture. And I always in Mexico I saw it in a textbook, and it gave me nightmares forever. This image of this painting. And then when I was in Madrid, a friend of mine who had read my book said to me, "You know, you've got to go to the Prado because the pinturas negras and the painting you wrote about is there. It's there. You got to go see it." And I thought, "Oh my God, I got to see the actual painting." And I thought it was going to be this big painting, and I thought it was going to fade in front of it. And I don't want to think. I prepared myself. I did a little, you know, thing, and I was all ready to have this emotional moment. And then I go, "Where is it? Where is it?" It was like this big. I was like, "Oh my God, it's still beautiful." But while I was there, I got to see all these other pinturas negras of Goya, and all of that just overwhelmed me. And I said, why not have all these paintings in one poem and see what happens? And that's what I did. And it's called Black Blossoms. And so those of you that may or may not be familiar, those of you that are familiar with Goya's pinturas negras will recognize some of the images in here. And those of you that don't, go to the internet and look at these paintings, and they're quite beautiful in their ugliness. Black blossoms, and I'll end with this. Sisters, with your grinning skulls hovering above the gutted stomachs of your bowls, your teeth look so pretty when you pray. Say the word broth, say the word mutton, and the kitchen mocks you with dust. Even the covers have picked the teacups clean. Say famine, and the black magic of the word rewards you with resolved conflict. Dead now the old debate over poultry or fish, the chicken coop wireless, the lake a sand trap that swallowed the dog. When the dog refused to yap at its dark luck, you tittered at its only act of bravery, the deliberate leap into the mud. Poor desperate bitch, teats like beads of hardened wax, the dandelion of its head jutting out in spite of its wish to forget the pity of you mummified mistresses, the wooden spoons in your hands, the reachable crucifix you split between you. You might have eaten the dog, but it had three legs and you none, your femurs long since tapered to the floor. You stare each other down and laugh, consuming the only edible resignation, humor. What is misery now that the last spring you will ever know has already been forgotten? What is pain when the final blister has been chewed off and digested? Old widows, with your backs to the windows, you won't need light outside of your widow gowns. When the sun sets next, it will blossom with the blackest morels, and the moths will lay their eggs on your leathery smiles. Oh, wicked, wicked larvae, bubbling in protein much too late. Isn't it funny how whatever moves from this moment forward sets itself into motion without muscle? Your hollow throats chuckle as your dimples ingest your cheeks, as your tongues deflate with your thighs and breasts, and as your body spasms at the last chance for sensation, the pucker and stretch in the sutured centers of your gray vaginas. And on that note, thank you very much.